Blog Talk Radio.
Alright. Real is what real does. I mean, that's excuse me. That's simple. It should be self-explanatory. But there's no telling what you guys today would do. You know about what's real. If you brothers would just get down with me at SWU, you'd see the need to stand up and make the women you interact with meet your standards. You have no standards. All she got to be is a 10 and have a pussy. Man, you motherfuckers need to get some standards. Get some standards. Instead of being a plastic Rubbermaid container doing all the bending and twisting you could possibly do to satisfy or meet this woman's standard that you is for men. Shit. The things that woman wants you to do to have her is why she has you. Think about it. She have you doing this, that, and the other, but you call yourself having her. Think about it. Who have who? That's why you need to have some standards of your own, and you need to make the women you meet your standards. Now, I'm going to explain how to do this shit. The things I'm saying that she have you doing is why she have you and you don't have her. You don't fucking care that she see you as a motherfucking sucker who never think of important things like what I'm talking about right now. Because she knows there's a sucker just waiting to find her to take care of her. See, I had to overcome a lot of shit for me to reprogram my thinking. And I had to reprogram my thinking so that I could focus on what I'm doing now instead of what I've done. I'm a firm believer in change. And I believe change is a good thing, especially when it's promoted by achieving your goals. Okay, now, in life, you should always be reaching for something. And to me, your goals are the best things that I could suggest you reach for. Most all of you, oh shit, I forgot. 202, what's up?
What's up, OG? How you doing?
I'm good, brother. How about yourself?
OG, I'm good, man. I had to call in and just show my appreciation just for the game that you give on this show, and more specifically, just the game you dropped about being simply nice to people and doing simple daily tasks like letting people in on the road in traffic or
holding a door for people. Little shit, man, make you feel good, don't it?
OG, you told me this a year ago. I've been doing this. I've been trying my best to do this every day. It's been working, OG. It's been building up my confidence. And it's like I'm in school right now. I finished up my last year. And it's been building up my confidence so much, OG. I just got to thank you, man.
Hey, man, listen and understand this. You can listen to my shows, my videos, and it's hella shit you can get from it. What I'm saying is I specifically give it to you at Sidewalk University, and I give it to you in specific ways, blah, blah, blah. But I'm saying you don't have to come to Sidewalk University to get some game for what I'll be talking about. And you've proven it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And it's like you told me, this is, if you know how to listen to the show, it's like, it's free game. It's free jewels you're dropping every day. And it's a blessing that you hear on YouTube every day, man. So keep doing what you're doing, OG. You know it's blessing me over here all the way in Virginia, man. So just, you know, thank you, OG. Just keep doing what you're doing for us.
Hey, thank you, bro. Hey, you guys, listen to me. That's my payment. God damn it. You don't understand how that makes me feel. To hear somebody that's really, I don't give a fuck if you spent money with me. Just to hear somebody really getting it and showing that they're getting it by repeating and giving examples of what they're saying. See, there's ways to know if somebody's paying attention. And there's ways to check if a motherfucker is listening to you. Or understanding you. And if you don't know them, you're not going to use them, and you're going to go around thinking the shit most of you think. For me to focus on what I'm doing now, I had to rethink or go over change. And I was making a very significant change in my life. Now, achieving your goals, let's say you're here and you have a goal or a couple of goals. When you reach those goals, you should be over here. Now, when you get over here, it doesn't represent where you're going. It represents where you're at. And you have to accept that. Because where you at have to be accepted if you want to go somewhere else. So my point, and what I'm saying, I'm old, I'm getting older, and I'm fucking talking parables. But I'm telling you the truth. My fucking point is most all of you guys are lucky. You're lucky you don't reach your goal. If you have. You're lucky because if your goal, let's say your goal is to snag a woman, and it happens, you would be lost and confused because you haven't thought about what having a woman involves. All you thought about was getting some pussy. Man, this is something I have decided that I'm going to start in some of my shit. I'm going to start pointing out the nuggets because you miss them. And then I'm going to stop doing that, and then you're going to have to hear them. This is a nugget. None of you stand on the principle of having a woman. You all stand on the fact that women have you. See, to be a real motherfucker, there's a principle of having women. You can't be had, and if you are, you ain't who you think you are. If you let some motherfucker have you, some woman, then you're not who you think you are. Otherwise, no matter the difficulty, let's just say you like her. If you like her, then there is a way to show, baby, that you're the shit. I'm not finna listen or be led. And you know, you could take that as a good or a bad component of me. Because my point is, I ain't. 610, I'm sorry, brother. I didn't see you. What's up?
It's all good, man. How are you, man?
I'm good.
How are you, brother Rosebud? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay, man. I just wanted to holler at you. I'm calling from the Smoker Section. I got a new YouTube channel, and I was listening to your show about goals, and I just really wanted to stop in and salute your personal YouTube channel because I've been watching you for quite some time, and I've called in, you know, Mark out of 610 out of PA. And, man, I was listening to a guy. He said it was so hard to get 10,000 followers. And looking at your progress and looking at the dedication, I just want to salute your YouTube channel. Like, you've really been banging these videos out, staying consistent. And I'm not sure what your goal was on YouTube, but to know that a lot of us, our goals are trying to get 1,000, 5,000, 10,000, and listening to another YouTube pro say how hard that is, just got to salute what you're doing. You know the consistency, and I don't mean to break off your rhythm of what you're saying, but that's really when I go ahead.
You're not breaking off my rhythm. What you're doing is you're making my rhythm just roll smoother because this is my point. I have an objective. My objective is to make you motherfuckers think about what the fuck you're doing. Because everybody's being led. Everybody is following. You know, fuck that, man. Be leaders. And the only way to be a leader is to break shit down like you just did, the way you see it, so that we can kick it like we doing, and we both learn, you know. But when it's about how do you do this, and I hate that, man, all that bullshit don't do nothing but promote stagnation. And mm-hmm. I'm about progression, bro. And to be honest, what you recognizing and appreciating is that fact. You know, that motherfucker, no matter what he about, you know, progress. That motherfucker on every day, blah, blah, blah. That motherfucker got the same message, blah, 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 blah. Man, I got tunnel vision, man. You know, and I'm only seeing what I want. And believe me, I don't know how old you are, but you don't sound very old as far as over 30. But what I'm saying is this. If I can get you, brothers, to just understand how powerful just being who you are is. Everybody want to be something else, man. Everybody want to be a fucking snoop. Everybody want to be whoever's cool, whatever. What about your motherfucking self? And believe me, the power is in accepting who you are, then doing whatever the fuck it is you think you want to do. Because that motherfucker you accept is the only one that's going to be able to do what you do talking about doing. Go ahead, bro.
That's right. And to me, what you're saying is such an unlocking key that a lot of people that strive for greatness, that strive for, you know, personal growth, sometimes it can be neglected when you you're chasing that rabbit. You know, when you you see people and then you want to model after and you want to exude that type of dominance that they do. But like you said, sometimes that could be such a missing link to your progress. And for you to highlight that every time you've been on. I've been watching from when you had the white wall first, then you had the blue wall, and now you're back to the white wall.
I've been watching, bro.
And the thing about it, I've really accepted where you've been coming from. I haven't let the bullshit kind of cloud where you was coming from, and just seeing your dominance. And like you've been at this every day, and that's the absolute embodiment of what you're talking about. So salute to you. My channel is the with two E's, the Smoker Section. You know, we'd love to have you. We'd love to chop it up with you. And we have followed in your footsteps. You are a role. Oh, listen, let me say this. Let me say this real fast.
Go ahead.
You are a role model. You are a role model to the Smoker Section. And we salute you every day.
Bro, get my email so you can get me on your show.
That's what I will do. And I appreciate you letting us call in. And I know everybody else appreciate you. You got an awesome show. Keep going. And more success and more growth in everything you got going.
Hey, man, appreciate you, brother.
Salute. Have
917, what's up?
Yeah, yeah. What's up, OG?
I'm good, brother. What about you?
Yeah, I just got two questions. One question is, what do you think your biggest mistake was that you made in the game that you see now that you're more wiser?
Two. One. This is squeaky. Let me put this shit down. Two mistakes. One, because I caught this real finance Filipino bitch. And the bitch was, I kept giving her quotas, and she kept fucking hitting them. And she needed, she was a needy bitch. And I tell the bitch, you know, you don't even call me until you have 800. And the bitch would call me in like 5 hours. Okay, that day, blah, blah, blah. I tell the bitch, 1100. You know, bitch would call me same 6-5 hours. And the mistake I made was being impatient with the bitch. You know, because I wanted to get paid. I wanted to get paid. My trip was that if you do what the bitch wants, you being bought. And that was a mistake. Another mistake that I made was not realizing quick enough that things change. You know, not accepting that things change. Otherwise, wait a minute, let me add this. Things change only to stay the same. So what I'm saying is American Pimp, if I know or knew what I know now, I would have never did it. Even though it was a very good documentary. But American Pimp is directly the reason so many suckers and fakers are in the game. Because American Pimp, what it did was it went against the grain of what everybody know about pimp movies. Pimp documentaries, pimp this, it's got to be drugs, it's got to be fucked up, it's got to be gunplay, it's got to be beating up bitches, it's got to be all the shit that people think. But American Pimp didn't show none of that. All it showed was the glory and the success and the mentality that you get from being this way. So what happened with the Mac and all them other movies, Superfly, all that shit? Sure, motherfuckers liked it, and one or two motherfuckers might have turned out because of it. But the rest of the people, they were scared of it because of the shit that's involved in it. American Pimp made motherfuckers see, man, I could do that. Oh, I could do that. They don't give a fuck what we went through to get where we was at, represented on American Pimp. They just all just came into the game. And that's why the game is so fucked up now. Because none of them motherfuckers went through the trials and tribulations to make them be able to stand in front of the goddamn White House talking shit. None of them motherfuckers went through what makes you be able to have 7 hoes. Now one of them is your favorite. You know, I'm saying, you gotta go through shit, bro, to be able to see how to do this shit. But then, you know, American Pimp glossed over all of that goddamn shit. There was no bad point. Even Dre going to the pen wasn't seen as a bad thing in American Pimp. Why? Because they was interviewing the nigga in jail and he was talking shit. Who in the fuck get to get interviewed in jail? This nigga was in jail. Pimp niggas do. At least that's what people think. Pimp motherfuckers get to do it. Pimp motherfuckers is the only one think that shit is cool. Blah, blah, blah. A gangbanger, too. A motherfucker in the game, whatever game, will feel that way. But my point is American Pimp made the wrong element of people come in the game. Hey, listen, you do know, or do you know, that for a long time a motherfucker didn't just talk about this game like we do now. Did you know that? For sure.
Yeah, for sure. Nowadays, where now everybody got game coming out their mouth. Nowadays, everybody's saying they don't.
Listen, everybody have the word game coming out their mouth. But none of them have real game coming out their mouth. They just have some bullshit they think. And then they lacing it talking about, this game here is for only blah, blah. No, man, you full of shit. That shit you talking about. Real game. Go any motherfucker that practice some real shit. I'm talking about Urkel. I'm talking about any motherfucker. If they practice some real shit, they going to get what that real shit got for them. And this game got being a man for you. That's why the game requires you to accept all kinds of shit. This bitch you love gives this other motherfucker the money and he got her. You better not let love come before your principles as being a man. But what people do, shoot the nigga. Nigga, you got my bitch, that's my bitch. Let me ask you something, bro. In a situation like that, this dude fucked your woman. No, make it even more personal. One of your friends fucked your woman. How would you take that?
I mean, if she gave it to him, then shit, she ain't supposed to be with me. You know, that was a decision. He ain't rape her. You know what I mean?
Check game, man. You like 75% right, but you need to be 100% right. That, who's supposed to know, if that's the case, out of the dude and your woman, who is supposed to know who they with, if that's the case?
Who's supposed to know who they with?
Yeah.
I mean,
wait, wait. Who's supposed to care? Not know, care. See, words are important, fellas, and you got to use the right one. Who is, out of those two, who is supposed to care about who she with?
I mean, the chick is, you know, because she, I mean, her commitment is with you.
Exactly. So just listen. I'm going somewhere with this. Just listen. Now.
Okay.
Have you, not personally, but have you ever heard of a situation like this, something like this happening with one of your buddies, a couple of your buddies, or whatever?
Hell yeah.
Now, what happened in that instance as far as the result?
I mean, every situation was different, but, you know, some dudes kept it cool. Some dudes, him and the dude fell out, you know, some dudes went back to the bra, you know,
You know what, man, I fucking like you, man. You giving some real answers. And what I'm saying is what's real about it is it's your version of what you're saying, but it is what I'm thinking. And what I'm saying is this. In a situation like that, a pimp motherfucker, he knows that bitch was without, she was with me. So if this nigga calling me, I can't be mad at this nigga. This nigga doing what he supposed to do. Be at work, he getting at any bitch that's giving him some motherfucking action, which means my bitch must have gave him some action, which means my bitch don't want to fuck with me as much as I thought she did, which means I got to accept the fact that this nigga got my money tonight, which means he better not put that bitch down. Because I'm going to get back at her. I ain't going to do nothing about it. I'm going to have that bitch back. Hey, and this is the way you're supposed to think. Keep all the violence out. Keep all the bullshit out. And make everything about what you're doing that's pimping. And if you don't know how to develop no feelings for the bitch you pimping on, then you better not develop none because that bitch she's going to crush you at one point. Pimp motherfuckers, they know how to control that goddamn shit. Because that shit does not matter. What matters is the end result. At the end of the day, the bitch came home and dropped that shit off to me. Long as that's jumping off, what the fuck can I care about? She already giving the pussy away every day. Shit. That's what everybody tripping on. Some goddamn pussy. Man, this bitch going out selling her pussy every day. How the fuck I'm going to be mad about some other motherfucker trying to fuck her? No. I'm going to be mad at this bitch if she fucking with a motherfucker that she shouldn't be. The nigga that's busting her pussy out or getting her money or whatever the fuck. Nigga, I don't like that you did it like that, but nigga, stay down. You ain't fucking with me. You know, stay down, nigga. That's me, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Heck yeah. Hell yeah.
That's all right, bro.
Yeah, my second question.
Did I answer you, man?
Yeah, man, it was so dope kicking with you, man. Bring me to my next question, man. With your school, I didn't email you because I felt like, you know, it was a sucker way to ask you. But since we on this line, like, you don't do installments or, like, how you work with that? Because I remember you said the number, man, you know what I mean? I'm just a square,
check
you know,
in,
so, you know what I mean? I ain't
in,
got...
bro. You guys kill me with this shit. RosebudTheAuthor.com. On my stream, y'all have that shit streaming across. That's my fucking site. Hell yeah, I got installments. All that shit is on the site for any motherfucker that want to get out.
Okay. No problem. All right. So I'll find it on the site. Nice kicking it with you, OG.
Hey, you know it, brother. You be cool. That shit you just talking about was really dope, man. I appreciate you.
All right, man. Likewise.
Okay. Yeah. So, see, even though it's not as much as I would like, it's getting more and more like that call, which is... it's just taking a long time. It may take even some more years. I don't know. But what I'm saying is I really kick it with motherfuckers that understand. I've been doing this shit 10 years. Like he say, every day I stay down. Because I know you got to stay down if you want to come up. That's why niggas like us stay down till we come up. And then once we come up, we double down. Period. And that's just the way it is. See, I'll tell you something I figured out. And maybe it'll help you, motherfucker. If you about this abba-dabba and you depend on the information from people you interact with on the internet, even if that information is good, it ain't gonna help you. It ain't. When something happens to you in life, it's for a reason. You don't know what the reason is. You can't even imagine what it is. But if you do what you can do to skirt going through finding out what the reason is, you ain't gonna never get the message. The reason is so you can learn something you didn't know prior to having this problem. But you get on the internet and you woo-woo and you see, oh, woo-woo. And somebody did woo-woo, same thing. And you do it and you get past it. You may have did the right thing to get past whatever the fuck it is you got past, but you did not get the message or learn the lesson. Because you got to go through physically what life has for your goddamn ass. If you in Indiana and you have a dilemma and you post it on Facebook, oh man, you niggas calling me, excuse me, fellas. 437, what's up? And 973, I'm going to get you afterwards. 437, what's up?
Rosebud.
What's happening?
What's going on, brother?
I'm good, man. What's up?
Just chilling. I wanted to ask, what's your, I guess your definition or opinion of a low-class woman?
A low-class woman?
Yeah.
A woman that has
like someone you should, avoid or stay away from.
Hey, I avoid every bitch. It could be a high-class bitch. It could be a low-class bitch. It could be a medium-class bitch. If she ain't for me, she ain't for me. So that question, you know, really don't have any value to me because that means, how do you avoid bitches you shouldn't fuck with? To me, that's what it means. And you just don't fuck with them. You got to see them. And if they, hey, let me tell you something. You just met this bitch. Listen, you just met this bitch, and you being nice. You met her at a bar. You're a nice guy. I'm a nice guy. And she sit there, and you talking. 2 minutes go by, and you say, hey, can I buy you a drink? Then the bitch say, yeah, and you buy the bitch a drink. And you order whatever she ordered, and it's a straight shot. And before you even get ready to ask another question, she downed it. What would you think?
Sorry, can you say that again? She's what?
She downed it. She drank the shot straight down before you even could get to talking to her.
Yeah. I'll be like, maybe she has a drinking problem. I don't know.
The average person would think she have a drinking problem, but a real motherfucker wouldn't give a fuck why she drank that shit like that. But
yeah,
but you do see her in that. See, the motherfucker that's scary would associate something with that. Oh, she got a drinking problem, blah, blah, blah. She might have a drinking problem, but that down in that shop don't mean she have a drinking problem. Down in that shot means she ain't scared to drink a shot. That's all that means.
Or she's, yeah. Or she's nervous. It could be that too. It could be anything. Yeah, you're right.
Hey, if she was nervous, she might drink it all, but she would, like, pour it up slowly. Down in it, you pick it up and just down it.
Yeah.
So I'm
saying
there's a difference, and you got to look at that shit. This is what determines your success, noticing this shit. If you don't notice this shit, you don't know how to come at her. When you notice all this stuff, it tells you a lot about the bitch, even though she ain't opened her mouth. And you got all this information. Why? Because you're trying to get it. You're looking for it. You ain't just here. Motherfuckers just be here. They don't be looking for shit. They don't have nothing on their mind. They ain't got no intentions. That's why nothing happens. My intentions, even if it's just to get the bitch to laugh, I got some intentions that's on my mind and I'm finna do them. I'm finna make sure I get a chuckle at this bitch. Or else I ain't fucking with her. If I can't get a chuckle, then shit, fuck this bitch. It's about
Rose
me. And me.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, I was gonna say, so What I hear, like, you know, online, mostly from these, like, dating people or people that think they're whatever, they're good at what they do, is that the first thing they judge the woman on is their body count. That's bullshit, right?
Because
based
what?
On what you just said, their body count. They always
What's
say that. That's a low-value woman.
What's a body count?
Like, how many men they've slept with.
Man. See, this is what I'm saying. You guys are fucking nuts. How many motherfuckers have a hoe slept with? Does it matter when you run into that bitch? Let's say she ain't hoeing no more and you ran into her and then you found out she was hoeing. Do it matter how many she slept with or do it matter if she's still hoeing?
I guess it would matter if she's still hoeing.
Well, you guessing, man. I'm just asking. If you don't know, you don't know. If you do know, say it like you know it. Because what I'm saying, if a bitch ain't hoeing and she want to fuck with me, then I'm kind of glad she been with all them motherfuckers. Why? She know hella shit about sex. And she must think I'm a motherfucker. Man, I think I'm a selfish bastard. Every fucking thing that happens, I figure out how I win. I don't give a fuck about the bitch. I don't give a fuck about nobody. I figure out how I win. Now, at the same time, the bitch gonna win, too, because she gets to be with me. But if she ain't got her own agenda, her own intentions, that's on her. I got my intentions, and I'm a greedy bastard. Hey, this is the selfish and conceited era of man. It used to be that way, and we weren't worthy of it because we abused it, that selfish and conceit. Now, We're not going to abuse it, but we damn sure gonna use it. And you got to know how to use it. Selfish is, I'm not leaving it up to somebody to think about what's good for me. I'm the only motherfucker that know what's good for me. I know best because I'm including everything that's in my life when I think whatever the fuck I think. And I'm conceited because now motherfucker can think what I'm thinking. Because now motherfucker believe the shit I believe. So what I'm saying is I've eliminated everybody in the world with that. I've eliminated everybody in the world as far as trying to tell me how to be Rosebud. Nobody can tell me. This is my daughter, you guys. I'm sorry, I got to take this. Leland, I told you I was doing a video. What's up? What's up? Oh, she done hung up. When I say the video, oh, what's her right? She hung up. But I'm just saying, we have to take shit back. And we got to stop apologizing for being selfish. And stop feeling less than who we are because of the conceit we have. It, selfish can be bad, just like the people that look at you and say it's bad to be selfish. But selfish, how can you not be selfish when you're not thinking about yourself if you're not selfish? You got to protect yourself. Do you believe that? Or do you believe somebody will protect you? So
no, nobody's coming to help. No one's coming to help me.
Nobody coming to help you, bro. So that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to get all y'all to see that this ain't about, you know, being a knucklehead or arrogant motherfucker. This is about having physical reasons for the way you think, which will be a basis for your thought. And otherwise, if you have a reason or reasons to think the way you think, you have a firm foundation. And ain't nobody going to sway you. But a lot of you motherfuckers, all you do is just believe shit because it sounds cool or whatever. Bro, I got to get this other brother that I had waiting all this time, man. But that's some good shit, man. All right,
brother. Thank you.
You know what? 973, what's going on?
Hey, bud, man, you know, it ain't nothing but love. I'll sit here and listen to you all day, all week, all month, man. You the grandpa of the game, man. So we,
hey, I appreciate you, bro. I appreciate that. Listen, you might not believe this, but just this morning, I was just wondering how this shit is going. How, you know, I hear people saying this shit, you know, I love you, bud, your shit is cool, blah, blah, blah. You know, almost on every show. But, you know, the bottom line is money. A nigga, you know,
right.
I don't want to get rich, but you know, I don't want to stop doing this shit either. So I'm saying,
right,
these people getting too much from me. I mean, you know, I don't have the kind of audience that just want to support me. I wish I had that kind of audience.
But to add to what you just said, a little token of appreciation go a long way. So guys got to start contributing to this game because you're giving out millions and millions of dollars worth of game. And it's only right for us to throw something back at you. So this is the reason I'm calling you, though. First thing first, bud, when I hear you coughing, you make me a little nervous. I got to say that first and foremost. I'm like, I hope it's some good weed my man choking on, man, because I always see my man out here hurting.
That's all it is, brother.
You give me a little nervous, but I'm like, I hope it's just some good-ass weed, man. I hope my boy does.
You must just be listening, because if you was watching, you would see that's what it is, some good weed.
I'm doing both. But I already know that bud out there might be a little different from out here in the East Coast. That shit might hit a little different.
What's up, man?
The second thing, bud, I'm only calling to let you know that if you read your chat, there's a lot of guys that can't hear the audio from the other side, from the laptop. Like, man, you talking? They can hear you, but they won't hear me. So I'm calling you just to give you the game because a lot of guys can't hear the callers.
I don't know
if there's something going on. Right now. I didn't know if you knew it or not. So that's why I'm calling and let you know.
I didn't know that shit.
If you Yeah, if you read the chat, read the chat. Some of the guys say they can't hear. They can't. The callers need to turn them up. They saying all that stuff. You read the chat. I'm just calling to give you some game on that, but I ain't trying to, you know, me hold you up.
No, man, it's cool. I'm glad you did. Thanks, bro. But I just turned it
down.
No
doubt.
Hey, it was all the way
there
down.
We go.
Now you can hear it, right?
Oh, all right, we back in the game. We back in the game. I don't know if they can hear it because I'm on the phone with you. But maybe they can hear it through, you know, whatever they're listening to.
Well, I had the shit turned down, man. I'm sorry. I didn't even know that. These new speakers, all this new shit, I thought these set of speakers got two knobs. All my others only got one. Turn it on, turn it up. And this one, you turn it on, but then when I turn one of them up, I'm turning me up. The other one is turning up the speaker going out, I guess, and I had that turned down. So somebody in the chat, say something. Let me know if you can hear the caller.
But Rosebud, you really been introduced to this not but so long ago. So it's all good. It's all a learning thing, man. It's all good. It's all good.
All
man.
Right,
it's
man.
All good.
You be cool, man. You on that East Coast. All right, bro. Hey, I got people calling from all over. I love it. Hey, so listen. The reason I say even if the information good, it ain't gonna help is because
it's town cool or whatever. Bro,
that's bro that I didn't take off. Okay. Yeah, okay, now I got him wrong. Okay, that was my bad. Hey, so what I'm saying is, if you don't stay down in the environment that's going to give it to you true, otherwise, an Indian today, a real native Indian, I mean, he can make it in urban life if he wanted to. But if he wanted to keep his roots, he would go to a reservation. Not necessarily to live, but regularly to, you know, inundate himself with the realness of what they live in. At least that's what I think. 469, what's up, bro?
Hey, I just wanted to speak on, man. Having you on as a man.
Speak up, brother.
So I just want to speak on having your own as a man.
Alright.
You know, having your man, having your own as a man. You know, because these days, you know, females, I mean, these dudes have messed the game up where it's to the point now they don't have no respect for a real man. And if you stand on your principles as a real man, you know, you can apply that to any lifestyle, you know, and you can pimp it forever, you know what I mean, making progress, you know what I'm saying, getting better and better.
Well, you know? I agree with what you're saying, man. Dudes have fucked this shit up so much to the extent that...
Yeah,
where are you coming from when you say having your own?
I mean, as far as, you know, giving them something to serve, you know, where that, you know, serve your royalty instead of you know, you going half on the bills with them or taking care of them, you know, just putting yourself first. You know what I'm saying? Because
okay.
They're going to take and take.
I can't do nothing but agree with that, brother.
Yeah, because they're going to take and take till you all gone, and then they're going to go to something big and better.
That's
you know
exactly
what I mean?
Right.
That's exactly what they... Yeah. So, you know, if you got your own, you ain't got to worry about getting put out.
We gotta tie something in here. Having your own, as far as what you're talking about. See, that's why the bitch can see something bigger and better. Because the average motherfucker, she really don't have their own. He ain't got nothing he can fall on. He don't have nothing that make him stand up for what he believes. He only gonna just do whatever the bitch going on him to do because he's trying to live off the bitch. See, we got to get
exactly.
out of that mentality. We got to have our own shit, just like the brother said. But we got to understand, having our own shit makes you got to stand on some principles. Now, you can have your own shit it don't have no principles, and be in the same goddamn bag. We don't want that. We want to have our own shit so that we can stand on our principles, so that when we do end up with a woman, she about us.
Yeah. She contributes. She contributes.
You stand on your principles, and let's say whatever it costs you this broad, it costs you that broad. But the broad you don't, it don't cost you, is the one you need to fuck with, because the principled man that is next to godliness. If you principled and you stand
exactly.
on it,
a man.
You, yeah. So I'm saying what you saying. Is absolutely correct, bro.
Yeah, because she can't deny your game because it's clean, man. You know, and, like, you know, have everything in your name, man. You know, you ain't sharing no bills or tied up or just being dealt with, you know what I mean?
Hey,
or being
you know,
paid
hey, you know how far I go, bro? I don't even go to no bro's house. You got to come over here. Everything is mine over here in my name. You ain't paying for shit. You ain't got to cook. You ain't got to clean. You ain't got to wash no clothes. You ain't got to do nothing but be a bitch. You know, and I got you over here. We going to do whatever. My thing is exactly what you're saying. I don't want this broad or a broad to have nothing to do with my shit because of all the goddamn drama when that shit is jumping off. We sharing the bill. Okay, you want to be an asshole, bitch. But you trying to say, I got to let you stay here because we sharing the bills? Yes, please. Get your fucking ass out of here. That's me, bro.
Yeah.
Hey, this
yeah,
is...
Yeah, you know.
This is
so
the
this
dope
dude,
shit,
you know, they,
but I got a lot I got to talk about, man, so I got to go. You guys got to understand, life is designed to be lived by those who go through what it takes to live it. Life is not designed for you to read about it. And then you adopt this shit you read. Now, while you going through shit in real time and you read something and this shit has an effect on you and you implement it in real time, I can see that. So I'm not saying you can't read shit. I'm saying you guys try to take shortcuts. And you don't realize there's no shortcuts. There's only one way. You have to experience it. The young men of the day are truly the haters of what it takes to live under the life or this abadabba's rule. Now, I was accused of being a hater. I remember when, you know, we was in the streets, and one of our buddies, you know, came up on a business or a large stack of money, and they left the game. A lot of them brothers went into some kind of business. Now, if the business he went into was somehow related to the entertainment world, like a club or a restaurant, we supported his fucking ass and his endeavor. We weren't mad at his ass for leaving the game, especially if the nigga stayed fly. We was glad to support his ass, mostly to keep him from coming back and getting in the way. No, I'm serious, though. Just because he charged us to eat at his restaurant, there wasn't no reason to think he was trying to play on us. He got a fucking restaurant. You got to pay to eat there. Simply because we seen him doing square shit, you know, or getting a tab when he was with a bitch or a group of bitches or whatever, that didn't detract from his stature. It just disgusts me to be involved in shit when niggas are mad at me. The shit they spread, I do. If they was real about this dabba-dabba, they'd be glad to see me doing something as long as I wasn't begging for them. Dudes in my caliber think women should worship us. And we are never thankful to this gay Western pussy. This is how you're supposed to think. If you don't, neither will she. They especially would think this way, or you especially should think this way if you about this cute, this abba-dabba cute. You know, if you was really about it, you wouldn't have to spend one red cent in the motherfucking establishment of the motherfucker that left the game if you didn't want to. Because we all been in the motherfucking and ate free, then drank free, then paid all that. But see, you'd rather call a motherfucker a hater because you know that shit. I don't support the bullshit you motherfuckers support. We screaming about this advocate, can't that we would. Man, I have never lived in the era where there was so many one hoe having motherfuckers claiming this game. I hear you motherfuckers roasting each other about some shit involving just that whole shit. And the next second, you're screaming how much of a macaroni you are. Man, real motherfuckers respect motherfuckers retiring from the streets. And that motherfucker that retired don't beg from niggas who still down. Now, he gonna charge you for the piece of cake or pie you want or the drink you want. That's just how we supposed to roll. Have you heard the saying, many are called, but very few are chosen? Pretty sure you have, but do you know what that means? In our lifestyle, we got to understand people have a herd mentality. That means just as herds of bison or cattle or horses, humans flock to whatever they see someone else do. You got 100,000 bison. They're grazing at the bank of a large river. But they grazing because they want to cross this goddamn river. They want to cross this waterway to get to the other side because the grazing is dying out over here. The only thing they need to do is cross this waterway. The catch is it's full of hungry alligators. Now, every single one of the bison are scared to death of being eaten by the gators. Now, this is the herd mentality. Now, I'm a bison, and I start to cross first, or among the first. Now, the alligators know. Let them motherfuckers go. So, they let them go. The bison see, damn, them motherfuckers almost across it. So they jump in, one or two of them. Then once that happens, all of them jump in. Now what can the goddamn alligators do? Choose what he wants to eat because it's 100,000. You can't miss. There's no missing. So what I'm saying is, once them gators, you know they can get busy, they do because the herd mentality is letting them know no matter how many of them they snatch, the rest of them motherfuckers gonna jump in and gotta cross too. So if they wanna eat the motherfucker they snatch, they damn they could eat the motherfucker they snatch and then go snatch another one. But that ain't how it goes. The motherfucker that snatch one, the bison's so big, he got plenty to eat. Maybe another motherfucker come help him. But there's still a gang of more alligators, and they all do that. So they all eat. Why? I'm just saying. The fucking herd mentality, you know, once I decide to take my chances and dive in the river and head across, you motherfuckers just don't see me do it, so you gonna dive in and, you know, get across too, except for the ones that get eight. See, leaders are chosen. They're chosen by the path they take to lead. Now, to reside among the chosen, you should need to prove yourself by enduring, by taking the chance across the river. To show it can be done. Now, I've heard some of the silliest shit about a friend of mine I ain't gonna repeat it, and I ain't gonna mention his name, but the source I got it from, I just believe it. It just leads me to wonder, why do people think they need to get out of their lane? This is something you need to understand. This is a nugget. Sidewalk University teaches you how to use confidence building information. This information is guaranteed to teach you to have a firm grasp on life and how social interactions with others work. Sidewalk University is going to teach you new ways to develop proactive directives and goals, and how to control your sexual thoughts and outcomes. Most importantly, Sidewalk University is going to help you gain the ability to produce desired results in any endeavor you undertake and in any environment. I stayed in my lane in the streets, and when I realized it was time to change lanes, I created a new lane for me. Now, that don't necessarily make me better than the next motherfucker, but it keeps my jacket clean. You might not know it, but that's one of the most important things you can have when you come out of these goddamn streets. Clean jackets are rare, and I have one. You guys out there in the streets, you need to appreciate the opportunities that's going to come to you, because they're going to come to you because you live your life in the fast lane and left with a clean jacket. I don't know if you know, but you should know how much business knowledge you get from running the crew of bitches. You should realize all that lying and faking you did can help you tell a hell of a story in a book. You motherfuckers want to be so cheap to this game, you don't want to put you don't want to put no effort into it. You film everything with an iPhone, and you want to talk shit about quality. Yet, when a motherfucker spend money on shit, you motherfuckers don't support it. I remember I tried that goddamn shit, spent 10 grand on that goddamn shit. And I might have made 2 grand back. It's not quality you want. It's shit to be free. How much did you pay to listen to this shit that I'm talking right now? Sounds like that's free to me. Don't be mad at me because I know how to talk without telling you every motherfucking thing I need to tell you. Shit. I wear a lot of hats because the streets taught me to be a jack of all trades, but to make sure I master one. And I mastered what I did and what I'm doing because I mastered thinking. Nothing, and I do mean not a thing, to stop me from getting where I want to go. Helping you build or maintain your confidence is what RosebudTheAuthor.com is all about. I always talk about making accomplishments. And I'm an example for you to witness. If you really want something, you can have it. I'm a brother who always claimed to be able to do the largest thing possible. And when you're in a life like I was, then you simply settle for what those goddamn bitches is bringing in. You should be shot. I'm about manhood and display of my fucking mentality about my position in life. So I'm not accepting the you bitch get 350, and then you get 350 the next night. Bitch, you better not bring me 350 again. Shit. 917, what's up?
Going on, bud. I got a quick question, and I want to give you your flowers because you said something a long time ago. You said when you, you know, when you and that motherfucker, you're going to be lonely. Like, you said it playing out. And I'm starting to understand where you're coming from. Because, well, my question is, how do you deal with, like, inferior mental women? Like, were they mentally not on, like, they, like, you understand that they're not, they're...
Hey, bro. I hope you understand. You can just ask the question. You ain't got to explain shit. You can just ask. Now, how
do
you
deal? No, I'm just saying, like, how do you deal with these dumb bitches?
Hey, man, the way I'm going to deal with your motherfucking ass if you don't be quiet. I'm trying to tell you, and you keep running your goddamn mouth. Hey, let me tell you something, bro. An inferior bitch is only inferior because you lack the skills to make her understanding increase. Otherwise, if you can see she's inferior to you, then what makes you superior is making her understand what the fuck you talking about and where you coming from, which in turn would bring up her IQ. See, you guys, this is what I'm talking about. When you say the truth to a motherfucker, what do? Shut the fuck up. Unless you got something to say, bro.
Nah, like you just said, it was the truth, what you spoke, so there was nothing to rebut.
Okay, now that's what I'm talking about. So, bro, what did I just tell you should do?
You just told me I got to break it down to her to raise her IQ. And, you know, obviously I'm not doing that because I'm frustrated at their lack of ignorance.
Their lack of smarts, you mean? They have abundance of ignorance. But, bro, you
right.
got the message. So what I'm saying is when you say go see the cat to a person, you expect that person to know what you mean. But with her, you might have to say go see the cat. So what I really want you to do is get your ass up, walk over there, and look at the cat. Tell me what you see or note what you see. And then when you come back, I might want to talk about the shit. You might have to break it down like that with her.
Right.
That makes sense?
It definitely does. It just, like you said, when you say it's a lonely being at the top, I understand that. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy.
What do you understand that to mean, it's lonely being at the top?
You have to come to the realization that, you know, that's what it is. That's what comes with the territory.
No,
it
don't. You know what that means? Once you, you know, get near the top, you're going to find that there's very few people you want to kick it with. You're going to find that there's very few brothers that's your friend that's able to talk to you on the level that you accomplished to get on. That's why it's lonely to the top, at the top. Because you prefer to ride with motherfuckers on your level, and it ain't that many motherfuckers on your level. So you ride alone.
So let me ask you one more question before you let me go.
Yeah.
So is that just something we have to accept, or is there an alternative? Because, you know, who wants to be lonely, just keeping it real?
Hey, bro. Words are important, don't you think?
I think so.
Well, then, I didn't say nothing about being lonely. You said that. I said being alone. Alone and lonely is two entirely different things. Who want to be lonely? No one. Who wants to be alone? A motherfucker that know he by himself and what he's thinking. Don't nobody want to be poisoned by some bullshit somebody else thinking. I don't. We good?
Yeah, appreciate it.
You know it. 347, what's up?
Hey, what's up, bud?
Nothing, man.
Hey, man, I wanted to elaborate one time, man, on you saying a bitch tells you what to say for you to catch her.
Hey, man, when you talking to a bro and you say, dang, girl, you know, it's kind of cool over here. And you talking about the atmosphere. And she say, well, it don't seem that cool to me. Or she say, oh, yeah, it is cool. Whichever one she say is telling you where she's at as far as that statement go. So if you hearing where she at and you realizing she's liking it or not, she's telling you what to say next. If she don't like it, you can say, well, people have whatever. You know, you can make an adjustment to this motherfucking shit and bring her around the way you're coming from. And if she say she do like it, you can just mash on what you said. They tell you what the fuck to say to them. You just got to know how to listen.
Right. Yeah. I got you, OG. I appreciate you, bud.
All right, brother. That's for sure. So, it like I say, motherfuckers, we want shit free. And it's not the quality you want. It's just shit to be free. And I wear so many hats because, you know, the streets taught me, like I'm saying, to be a jack of all trades, but be sure to master one. And I mastered what I did, and I mastered what I'm doing. Because I mastered thinking. Nothing, and I do mean not one thing, is going to stop me, because I think about shit. I tear it apart. I really fucking go deep into it. I don't just surface think. I critically think. So I'm a brother who's going to claim to be able to do the biggest thing possible and settling for what some brawl is doing or saying will make you less of a companion for me to ride with, like brothers, so I wouldn't want to ride with you. I'm about manhood and displaying my mentality about my position in life. And the only kind of man that succeeds in this life is a hungry man. And I'm hungry as a motherfucker. A man who's hungrier than a timber wolf. A man so hungry he's wide around the mouth as Al Jolson. A hungry man is always looking for a meal. And that meal for me is the challenge of being better than all you fucking know. I want to be better than everything. No person, no friend, no foe, no cousin, no brother, or any motherfucker will be able to give the go-ahead of me card in life. I ain't doing it. Now, I get you behind me if I can. You know, my self-worth means a lot to me, and I won't accept any shortchange concerning any activity I do. As men of integrity or a man of integrity, we should all strive for perfection. And I know it's going to be a daunting task to be perfect, but you can do it. We all can do it. I know I did it in my street life. I did it in my academic life, and I did it in my fucking square life as well. Why dream of coming in second place? Who the fuck does that shit any goddamn way? Life is too much, and so am I. So is Sidewalk University. I've been consumed with doubt concerning the last phase or this last phase that I'm taking with my school, which means I haven't stopped thinking, you know, since I began this doubt. My thing is to doubt first. I want it. No, nigga, you can't have that. I do that so that it makes me, yes, I can, blah, blah, blah. Then I go ahead and start putting my plan together. And whatever that plan is, once I finish it, this shit ain't gonna work. And then I start seeing what's wrong with it. And once I plug them goddamn holes, I still think something can derail it. But if I don't see it soon, I'm going with what I got. Now, it's the same with my classes. I doubt whether they know it, which boosts my energy to teach it. This last semester forced me to redesign a previously designed part of the class. I had to use a new instructional design, and I chose a quality mental maintenance plan. Changed it from the Word it was in to a PowerPoint presentation, and my Sidewalk University fucking students loved it. Understood it, which is more important. I racked my brain on what to do. Should I add audio? Should I do this? Should I do that? All week I worried about that shit until last night. When a person gets laced at Sidewalk University, he learns to fuck a woman's brain first. You can see her satisfaction by her staying with you and waiting for you to tell her what's next. None of this would happen for me without the severe doubt I endure from time to time. This is what I mean by being honest and real with yourself. I'm a firm believer in the fact that doubt is one of the best driving forces in my life. My only rival in life are my thoughts. They are the only things that can make me change directions once I've decided to do something. And when thinking about a rival, you want it to be kind of a super being or a super something. Something capable of seeking or achieving magnificent feats. Or at least I like to think this way. But my rival is even greater than that. My rival in life is the thought of not doing enough to get what I want. My biggest rival to date is the thought of not taking Sidewalk University as far as I can. I'm getting a lot of requests. I'm getting so many fucking requests to enroll till I'll be passing some of them up. I'm being judgmental. I thought I wanted 50 students at a time, so I worried about cutting myself short if I didn't get the 50 student limit. Most of the time, when I was young in this game, I rode alone. I still do that today. I did not know that I won a team of motherfuckers and I could all believe in the same shit. I would ride and think of the things I wanted to do in this amazing life I was blessed to live and figure out how to do it or to get it. There are big rewards waiting for you if you're committed to doing the things instead of wanting the things. You got to be committed to getting these things. A lot of people want them, but how many of you go get it? One Sidewalk University focus is to show you how to get what you want. The benefits of being a disciplined person doesn't show immediately. Neither does the progress in gaining your confidence occur overnight. So the one thing I notice you haven't done, none of you, just fully commit to this life. No, yeah, that's why you can't commit because it might interfere with your rap career. The greatest determining factor in your success as a confident man is your commitment to being confident. If you have no commitment, you have no chance. Only in this computer generation you find motherfuckers so insecure, they claim to be, you know, in the streets and rap at the same time. You don't want to accept it, but you're the ones who needs to choose, not the best. You guys all qualify to be real if you want more from a bitch than her motherfucking pussy. Real motherfuckers have so much more on their minds than how well they can fuck. But we do and we can fuck. One of the many reasons men of my background are at the top of the food chain is we've controlled our thoughts about sex to come last. Because we know that if we get that bitch, she can't leave her pussy or her goddamn purse, somewhere she thinks is safe. We also know if we get her pussy too quickly, she gonna charge us in the long run. So since I left that game, I'll hit that pussy within the first couple of meetings, or I ain't gonna be seeing the bitch again. But this don't mean hitting the pussy is always on my mind. My reason for believing so strongly the Sidewalk University's program is it seems you don't fully understand that I've adapted a mentality, not a, the philosophy, but the mentality of a person you deem is at the top of the food chain concerning women. And I've adapted it in such a way that you and all the regular Joes can benefit from it. So my point in saying that is, who is it on to get it? I got it. And I'm offering it. You want it, but you won't go get it. How you gonna win? Unless you get it. Get at me. I'm out.